Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, babes.
Scott Mills.
Number one, N-Dubs and Tenchi Strider. And before that, big summer tune. One of the biggest of 2010. That is going to be Yolanda B. Cool and D-Cup. We Speak No Americano. Becky's back. Hey,
Hi.
Hi, babes.
That is so wrong.
Really annoying, isn't it?
It is.
We were doing this thing yesterday where what you do is just put babes on the end of a text to anyone. And if you do it a few times, really starts to rile them a lot.
How do you know this? Had someone started doing it to you?
Yeah, my friend John has been doing it to my flatmate all weekend. Actually for a few weeks now. So I'll meet you after work, babes.
Deliberately to annoy him, or yeah. Is that just what he says?
No, just to annoy him. Anyway, hope you're right today. Look, it's Tuesday already. We've got Mitchell and Webb coming in at 4:30. That's going to be amusing. Looking forward to that. Florence and the Machine to play in a minute. That Mark Ronson song, which has grown on me so much. And oh, what's occurring with our second day of Charlie as contestant. James King off of Films was in your place yesterday. He lost. Crash and burn. Charlie's back on at 5:20 tonight.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, Becky's back. We're all back together. One doesn't speak here. It's 4:10. Lost Profits coming up. And the Mark Ronson track, which I love, Bang Bang Bang, is next. Here's the thing, right? I was on London's busy Oxford Street today, walking along.
Getting a bit of retail therapy?
Just looking, actually, on the way through from somewhere else to here. Mm. And I saw someone
very specific.
I saw someone having a full-on kebab for lunch. Now, that's not right, is it?
Well,
not for lunch.
That's very popular in Australia.
For lunch?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking like a big kebab that you normally get when you've had a few pints. Like, you know, like pizza
a Donna
bread.
One.
The Donna, she had all the chilli sauce on it.
Was
I did study it.
The grease dripping down from the end.
Yep, all that.
That's quite hardcore.
On a Tuesday lunchtime, that is hardcore. Now, I'm thinking there should be some kind of time window which opens and closes as to when you can have a kebab.
No, I don't think... I mean, yeah, that's hardcore to be eating in the street at Tuesday lunchtime, but by the time it gets to Wednesday, me and the one that doesn't speak are always on the kebabs.
Are you? I've never seen this.
Well, you're not in till 2. Lunchtime's 1 until 1:30.
Oh, I feel I need to take this back. I didn't realise that you were such a fan of the midweek kebab.
Well, and my mum is a big kebab fan, because she has...
She has chilli sauce, boss, all that?
Yeah. But she has the ones on the stick rather than the big ones off the thing that they shave. I'm not keen on the ones that they shave.
Could you eat a shaved one now?
I've never had a shaved one. Never.
What are you on about?
No, have you?
Yeah. But only after a certain time of day.
What does it even taste of? What meat is
it? Okay, right, I'll take this back. The shaved ones, right, there should be a time window for those, for the shaved kebab. That, I think, should open at, like, after the pub shut, like, 11:30. And then close by the time breakfast could be served. So I'm thinking the window of, like, midnight to 5:36.
5:36? That's very specific.
No, 5:30.
I mean, 5:30 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, so I'm saying, what if you're queuing and then you don't get served?
Sorry, it's after 5:36. You can't have a shaved kebab. I'm talking midnight till 6, right? That's the window for a shaved one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Paloma Faith in New York on Radio 1. I've just found out she used to be an actual ghost on Ghost Trains. You know the ones that go, scare you?
No.
You've never been on a ghost train?
Well, yeah, of course I have, but I like the way you did an impression and then said, you know the ones that
you know
go,
when you go first,
what?
You, when you first
what else
go,
does a ghost do?
When you first go through the flaps and then it's dark and then there's people going, whoa. And I can actually imagine her doing that.
Well, I don't mind those ones, but I don't like the ones that touch you. Do you know what I mean? When you go in the ghost train and they, like, tickle your face or, like, kind of poke you in the arm and you're like, whoa.
How do you get that job? Do they advertise it or...?
Auditions and stuff, I would imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
And once you've got that job, do you do the dodgem sometimes as well, or are you just the one of the ghosts in the ghost train? I'd quite like to know that, actually.
I think you probably do hot dogs in the afternoon.
Do you? So it's multitasking, it's not just the ghost. Let us know if you've ever been a ghost on a ghost train, rather like Paloma Faith.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and now it is David Mitchell and Robert Webb. You'll know them better as their alter egos, Mitchell and Webb. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's lovely to meet you. Oh, you're both answering at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we're both identically polite.
Yes. You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Now, before we have a little chat about your new show and that, we have an envelope in front of you, which looks like it's taken a long time to prepare.
Yes.
David.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a beautiful. It's actually got something written on it in highlighter pen,
which is
which odd considering it's in highlighter. It's slightly hard to see, but it says Edinburgh 2010.
Yeah. Now that envelope there contains details of our challenge for this year's Edinburgh Festival. You must have done Edinburgh before, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
But we didn't just do whatever was in an envelope. We, like,
right,
you
planned
made
it,
our own plans.
It was almost deliberate.
Yeah.
Can I ask you how long it took you to plan your Edinburgh shows, on average?
About a day to write the blurb, and then...
And then, yeah, 3 or 4 months of inactivity and a frenetic month of writing and rehearsing.
Mm.
So...
Ages, really.
Yeah. So yeah. You're a bit behind,
yeah,
even our schedule.
What is it,
6 weeks?
How long have we got?
Not even that, is it?
5 weeks?
No, it's 6th of July now.
Yeah, you've got not enough time.
Okay, good. Good though, Edinburgh.
Well,
it
depends what it is. It might just be
work in progress. You know, we could do this work in progress on the stage.
It could be just go out for a lovely meal.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So we did a musical from scratch, and this year we have a new challenge. That was last year. It's in the envelope. Either of you, would you like to open the envelope, please,
like
and reveal what's inside? It's like an award ceremony, this.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm holding it up to the mic. Can we hear that?
Exciting.
Is that sounding lovely?
I'm going to play a drum roll to make it more exciting.
Okay.
Not yet. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
And go.
It's quite long.
Oh.
Following last year's surprise hit, Scott Mills the Musical, you are going back on the stage at this year's Edinburgh Festival Fringe. That's wrong, but anyway. This time, though, you are all on your own. You, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak, must each perform your own one-man show. You can do anything you like, music, comedy, dance, physical theatre, opera, the choice is yours. Your show should last approximately 30 minutes.
What?
You will each do one performance of your show. But who will be the best? Get thinking. You only have 6 weeks until you're on stage. On your own.
Wait, 6 weeks. Okay. Right, so last year we had the kind of, the support of the cast of the musical, and this year it appears that we're just on our own.
And also, you can't even work as a team.
No.
You've
got to divide and rule.
Have you ever done solo shows before?
No, it's terrifying.
Always in a group or a duo.
Don't do a solo show.
Yeah, that's
no.
You know, right. People up in the Edinburgh Festival doing solo shows.
No.
These are some of the people who've been doing solo shows longer than anyone else in the world. These are the experts.
Yeah.
And they take it incredibly seriously. And they're incredibly bitchy about fly-by-nights who come along and think that they can
suddenly master
anything like this. I'm quite prepared to go out there and say mine's going to be rubbish.
I would make that very clear to that
yes.
bitter community.
I wouldn't consider charging any money.
We're making it clear right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm no good on stage. Just because I do this and sit in a box and talk to people but I can't see them, that doesn't make you good on stage.
You can't see them
if you make the lights bright enough in your scared face.
You could do a sort of sensory deprivation show where they can't see anything, where they're just in the dark with you.
Yeah.
That is a good idea,
and
David.
You could hurl things at them. Soft things.
Sort
of sensuous things. Water.
Hurl water at them.
Water, pâtés.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Oh, pâté would be good.
Yeah. Throw pâté.
At the audience.
Throw
mini cheeses.
No.
No, that's
that
too
work.
Hard.
Pâté.
Probably you might have a trouble with vegetarians. They might not like a load of duck liver getting slung at them.
But Thursday nights can be vegan night.
Yeah.
There's only one time. We're only doing it once. So.
Oh, yes, only one night. Yeah. Well, you have to warm up, do a few shows. Do a run at the Palladium as a warm up.
For the vegans.
Yeah.
Just for the vegans.
Right, where do we start with this? Anybody?
Oh.
Right.
Do we have to talk about the show? I'm more excited about your show.
So that's
no, I mean,
that's
where
what
do
he
I
was asking about?
Oh, right. I was trying to bring
get you on to ask about your
what should
your
I do?
Show?
Oh, do we have to talk about me? I want to talk about you.
He's actually trying to segue into me.
Oh, me? No.
It's all about him on here.
No.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Have you ever...
I think the sensory deprivation, the throwing things show, it's actually a very serious idea.
All right, cool. Well, we'll write that one down. Just put pate down. Yeah, that's all fine.
Put that down for now.
Have you ever had shows go horribly wrong before?
Yeah.
At Edinburgh or any other time?
Yeah.
First show we ever did was a sort of the first night of the first show we ever did was sort of a disaster. It kind of went well in a way
because
the
it was
audience
a load of drunk
laughed.
Students and yes,
we totally forgot everything we were supposed to be doing.
In fact,
throughout.
The show got worse as the week went on, and we started to remember our lines.
Yeah,
and the deliberate jokes weren't as good as all the cock-ups.
People laughing at us not knowing what was going on.
Which uni was this?
Cambridge.
How long ago?
Mid-90s. Yeah. Mm. That show was... I'm a bit of a nerd for dates.
You're
I'll
very
tell
good
you.
At dates.
It's January 1995. I say I'm a nerd for dates. That means very much dates as in history rather than the dating scene.
The dating scene.
Or dried fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Nuts for dates.
So it didn't go well. And, I mean...
Well, we in the end, enjoyed it and...
We learned completely the wrong lesson because we got away with it, even though it was massively under-rehearsed. And we've been doing under-rehearsed shows ever since.
Oh, yeah. That's a good tip for
that's
us.
That's good. That's really good. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, with a following wind, you can, you know...
Blag it, like
sometimes
last year.
It's horrible.
Oh, good. See, that's the thing about Edinburgh, though. There's no kind of quality control. Anyone can just put on a show, and so we are, by the looks of it.
And they do.
Yeah.
whatever happens, you won't be the worst show in Edinburgh.
No.
I mean,
really?
That's...
I could look at the
fringe
brochure now, and I could tell you what the worst shows are going to be.
What do they normally involve?
I think a lot
How can
of
you tell?
Contemporary dance, actually. There was,
what are they?
There was one show. We were,
something about being the best.
Being one of the best. That we were reading the blurb, and it said, no, one of the best at judo.
That's right.
It involves somebody working to be one of the best at judo. And this is a blurb. You get 40 words, and they've said, one of the best at, rather than the best at.
We played a game where we wrote, this makes it sound like a bunch of...
What's the polite word for what I'm thinking? Idiots.
Ninnies.
Ninnies.
Ninnies and wallies.
Prize wallies we were.
We were such prize wallies. We played a game where we would make up terrible fringe brochure blurbs, and then we had to spot which one was the real one.
Oh, right.
Fringe brochure, ex-libris.
Yeah. You're right, there's a lot on.
There is.
There's a lot on.
Yeah.
Your friend was in it last year, our musical.
Yes.
John Dryden Taylor.
Yeah, John Dryden Taylor was in it, yes.
He played Chappers,
Yeah, he was thrilled by the whole process.
He won't shut up about it.
Yeah. What, still now?
Yeah. He's obsessed with it.
We did
he's
have a good time.
Now.
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
We had a lovely time.
Yeah.
So he writes stuff for you, right?
He does.
For which show?
For the sketch show. The very one we are here... plugging now.
Are you here for that?
Yeah.
Apparently, no.
We're not just here to push your half-assed new show that you've only just decided to do because an envelope told you.
Mitchell and Webb say our show's
half-assed new show.
Yeah. It's already a quote for the poster. Better than no assed.
Yeah. So your new series is next Tuesday on BBC Two.
That's right.
And what a coincidence that you're here.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if the two things were planned to coincide. Have you got any new characters in this new series?
We've got lots of new sketches. We don't tend to do many running characters. We've got some of our old running characters coming back, but we've got lots of sort of new standalone sketches, like we've got to have a sketch in which Sherlock Holmes has lost his marbles.
Oh, I've heard about the Sherlock Holmes one.
Sort of sadder than that makes it. Yes. Sad in a hilarious way.
Yes, the whole series isn't sad, but that bit is quite sad near the end.
We have an extremely strange sketch called Reports Mode, which is a sort of our take on what German television might have been like in the 1970s if we'd watched it. Although if we'd watched it, we'd probably discovered it wasn't like that and abandoned the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Was Vanessa Feltz in it at any point?
She was in it, but the bit of the sketch she was in, very good though Vanessa was in it,
and very
was on the cutting room floor
to be in it
for space reasons, of time reasons. it's not like this.
No, it's not like that. Makes me feel better.
And by space, I mean obviously the intergalactic thing.
Not her girth. She had to be cut.
I was once in something, then she cut me out, so that makes me feel even now. Right. That was when she told me to look more intelligent, and I didn't know what to do, so I just put my glasses on.
That's a very good thing to do.
Yeah,
that's...
That was when I was on Watchdog.
Well, who's laughing now? She's the one that's been cut.
I don't think this is the mainstay of her career, this sketch, to be honest.
You probably paid her as well.
I think we've damaged her.
I think she, you know, exactly. We're not taking her fee away.
Do you get a refund? I was going to say, do you get a refund if you're cut? Like, if you cut her, do you
get the money
back?
No, she didn't
pay to be in it. No. The money you paid her. Yeah.
Someone wants to know if Number Wang is still going to be on.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Is that off?
It's off.
That's off.
The long-running quiz is finally finished.
Yeah.
It was only in the first series, I think, was it?
We
did the history of Number Wang and the Number Wang code and, Number Wang at Home.
Yeah.
So, yes, we did do it.
That's off
a lot.
Do you get compared to other comedy duos a lot? Like, because you're a duo, do you get...
Not to our faces.
Yeah, I mean...
Question is, do you ever wish that you'd, like, gone with the other partner of another duo? Like, do you sometimes wish you could swap? Like, you want to go with Miller from Armstrong and Miller, and you maybe...
Yes, Miller and Webb.
Or Deck off Vat and Deck.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever thought that.
My contention is we're funnier than Ant and Deck.
You think?
Yes, I'm going to make that claim. Yeah.
You don't stand like Ant and Deck. You know, Ant always stands on the left, so it's Ant and Deck. But you've chosen to sit the other way to confuse me today.
Well, despite Ant and Deck's policy of always standing the same way around, people still don't know which one's Ant and which one's Deck. So
I don't.
What use is it doing?
But we are neither Ant nor Deck.
Yeah, I know which is Ant and which is Deck when I think about it, but I have to think about it quite a lot.
It's still there.
The opposite to what you think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It totally is. So your series is next Tuesday, fourth series, BBC Two, 9 PM.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I need to talk to you about what kind of fans you have. Are they? Because do you have obsessive fans? Because you're not the kind of celebs that get paparazzied all the time.
No, we don't get paparazzi.
We don't really go out, do we, dear?
No. I don't know. I think there are obsessive comedy fans, but
there are
more normal comedy fans.
There are two or three who come to everything.
Yeah,
aren't there? And they're quite distinctive because they have funny coloured hair.
Yeah,
but I've never felt threatened by them physically.
No, I think they just...
I think
they're enthusiastic about the work.
They just love it.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for their commitment.
I was reading an article, David, that you wrote about how everyone has a camera on their phone these days and that you don't know how scared to be.
The other thing is that I suppose it's... I think being on the telly now involves a lot less signing of autographs and a lot more grinning inanely for cameras. And
while
I don't know.
The person's friend works out how to use
the
camera.
They can never use the camera.
They don't know how to use it at all. Is it just the button? Yes, it's the button.
And people are flustered under those circumstances, and I don't know. I haven't yet found a way of putting them at their ease.
Do people actually, are they honest about it? Do they just come up and go, look, this is going to be my new profile pic on Facebook. Hope you don't mind.
No, they don't say that.
It hadn't
even
occurred to me that people might do that.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I think it's slightly
it's deceitful.
Odd when people use as a profile picture a picture of them and someone else. It's a bit sort of schizophrenic, isn't it? It's like two, so you're saying this is me, but no, that's two people. Which are you? It's like sometimes on Twitter you see they have a picture of sort of them and their girlfriend or boyfriend. You sort of think, well, can't you just... Be on you. You presumably you're on your own in your passport.
Yeah, because on my Twitter picture, I've cut Scott out. You can just see his finger, which I think is quite good. Doesn't it?
I think the finger is a bit weird, though.
A lot of people say,
"What's that finger?" Oh, that's all right. That's not a person. That's just a disembodied finger.
Just Scott.
It's just my frozen finger that I keep in the freezer and always take out to be photographed with on me.
Was it you, Scott, that came up with that idea of when you're getting your picture taken with a listener to? When just as they're about to take the picture to pinch their bum, so that their expression is always... No, who was that? Have I just made that?
Their expression is always one of outrage.
No, I think that's...
You're there looking amazing and they're like, what?
They're looking indignant.
I'm sure you could get into trouble doing
that. I don't think that's actually allowed.
No, I think not. Yeah. I think it's a low-level form of sexual assault.
Yeah, so that wasn't me, definitely.
Oh, I just assumed it was.
A lot of people are wanting to know from our text today and email, is there a new series of Peep Show coming?
Yes, and we're going to do the first read-through this week, and we'll film it in August and September and a bit of October, and it'll be on leading up to Christmas.
Can you see this? I mean, it's been going, what, 4 years now?
Oh, no.
More than that. Series 7.
7, yeah. So can you... Mitchell and Webber's been going 4 years.
Yeah, that's
it. Can you see this running and running still? Has it still got a lot of life in it, do you think?
Well, I mean...
I hope so.
Yeah, every series we've done either we've sort of felt is has been
the best
really
one,
good fun, and so you know I'd love to keep them both going, but you know it's up to with Peep Show. It's very much up to how Sam and Jesse who write it, how long they want, because they've got lots of other exciting projects. I mean, they co-wrote Four Lions with Chris Morris, and that's I think amazing.
Very grown up.
Are your homes anything like the ones on the show?
I think my flat is slightly worse than the flat in Peep Show.
What?
And Rob's is slightly better.
Better, yes.
But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've just had the garden done. That's definitely better.
That
is
better than...
I've had it done.
Yeah, yeah. He wouldn't do that.
People came in and done it.
We've actually, before, had cameras on our head as part of Scott Cam, where they had to film me in my house, like, 24 hours.
Is this a thing that came out of an envelope as well?
No, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Did you actually have to wear those weird head cams for the...
A bit.
We did for the first series, yeah.
The first series and a bit the second, but then
they... realised that was stupid.
Yeah. It's like
we should let the cameraman film.
When we did Scott Cam, they made us this amazing head cam, and it was like, this is amazing new technology, and basically it was like a handy cam strapped to a bit of Velcro to the one that doesn't speak's head.
It wasn't advanced.
It wasn't a big invention. No. It was just
we were just using cycle helmets.
Cycle helmets with the thing screwed onto the front of it.
It's uncomfortable.
And those mini cameras, basically, they don't produce very high quality footage at all.
The first thing is we had to degrade the footage shot with the proper camera so that it matched the bad footage from the... And we realised we were slightly chasing our tails there.
Yeah. I've got a couple of listeners' questions. Has there ever been heated debate, this is from Alex, about whether it should be Webb and Mitchell and not Mitchell and Webb?
No, that was settled very early on because of the alphabet.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a counter-argument, and I still can't, and I've given up.
Good. Jimmy's been on from New York.
He doesn't mind at all, as you can tell.
No, he doesn't. Jimmy's been on from New York. He loves Peep Show. One of our American listeners listens on the podcast and wants to know if you ever do a US tour.
Ooh.
Because it's on BBC America.
We would certainly consider it. We could do a big gig with all the viewers of BBC America in a room about half the size of this. we'd certainly consider that. But
maybe
at the same time,
we did consider a British tour, but then we found it was quite a difficult show.
You said that that's even more unlikely. Yeah. We actually considered doing a tour of, I don't know if you've heard of it, Britain. It's not about going around Britain. Apparently, we've got quite the following in Britain.
It's not the kind of thing you could do on tour, is it?
Really think of how to do it. Also, the production company wanted too much money.
Fair enough. Would you do it? Look, maybe you could do a US version of Peep Show, like they did with Little Britain.
They've done a couple of pilots of US versions of Peep Show. The thing is, they want to do it with Americans instead of us, frankly, that's exactly what I'd do in their shoes. Because otherwise, I mean, the point is that Peep Show is supposed to be two normal blokes, and normal blokes in America. Are American. that's more normal there. I can't get my head around it. The normal thing, like what you'd say, I was normally British, is normal here. There, they're American.
Yeah.
It's actually unusual to be British.
It is.
It's considered quite eccentric.
Yeah.
And
whereas in France, normal people are French.
They are.
If you can imagine.
It's like a contradiction in terms, you'd think. Normal and French. But no.
Yeah. One more. Kirsty and Joanna want to know...
In Italy?
No. Want to know who's funnier out of you two.
Isn't it very much up to them what they think?
Yes, kind of, they want to know from you.
Obviously, we think we each individually think we're the funny one.
Equally
and the other
funny.
One wrongly disagrees.
Okay, excellent. Well, I think that concludes. Thank you very much, Mitchell and Webb. New series next Tuesday, so a week today, on BBC Two at 9 p.m. We're very much looking forward to it, and thank you for coming in today. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so as revealed, we are going to be on again at Edinburgh at the festival this year. And last year, we were all in it together, weren't we? Because we did Scott Mills the Musical and there was a cast and we felt kind of protected.
Yeah, and we weren't on for very long, were we?
No.
Well, I did a bit of Kylie badly and then...
Yeah, drunk Kylie and then went off.
Hmm.
This year is a one-man show. Each of us has to do a one-man show. So listen.
For half an hour each. I've already been sitting here thinking, right, if I say hello, thank you everyone for coming, blah, blah, that must take up a minute. And then saying goodbye and obviously doing the bow at the end, that'll be like another minute.
We've only got 6 weeks to do this, to prepare the whole thing, rehearse it, and get on stage.
I'm going to have a 15-minute interval in mine.
I don't think that's allowed.
Why not? It all shows how
you can check the terms and conditions, but I don't think that'll be allowed.
If I get some ice creams,
hand them out.
Yeah.
Do your own interval. That could be part of the show. Seriously, if anyone out there has any idea on what we could do, so me, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak all have to do our own one-man shows at Edinburgh. We've got 6 weeks. I haven't got a clue what I would do. Fill time for half an hour.
At least me and you can talk. The one that doesn't speak can't even do that. He's got to do like mime or Swanee whistle for half an hour. OMG. He can't do Swanee whistle for half an hour.
You say that. That's an idea. Write it down, because we've got nothing right now. It's a blank piece of paper. Write down Swanee whistle.
No, we've got a blank piece of paper. We've got pâté.
Oh, yeah, pâté.
That's for yours. I'm not partaking in that.
That's from David Mitchell. So do we blindfold the audience and then throw pâté at them? That was David's idea.
Yeah, Swanee whistle for the one that doesn't speak.
I reckon people would go to see that. It's very popular on this show when he does Swanee whistle.
What on earth am I going to do?
I don't know.
Prank calls?
Any ideas at all? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm absolutely serious. We haven't got a clue what we're doing here. We've got 6 weeks. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any text that you want to send, get in touch via my Twitter. We need some ideas from you lot about what the hell we're going to do on stage in Edinburgh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Loads of ideas coming in already for our Edinburgh shows. We're each doing a one-man show, and this will be the week of the 16th of August. Our show will come live from Edinburgh, and we'll be doing our one-man shows. Just one performance. Huh? How hard can it be? Linda's been on. What about a live quiz show version of Oh, What's Occurring, where you get the audience involved? Not bad. Writing it down. Martin works for a wine company. He can help us out with a live on-stage wine tasting. No. And whoever the person was that said I should do a Michael Jackson tribute, thank you, but I don't think that's what he would have wanted.
Podcast.
Dinah Vickers is not happy with her hairdresser right now.
Why? What have they done?
Well, she was doing a photo shoot yesterday, and she had some hair extensions in. And then the person on... Actually, I don't think it's the hairdresser. I think it's the person who organised the photo shoot, like maybe the makeup artist. And she was like, don't lie, those extensions. Let's cut them off. And cut off her own hair instead. Oops. She's been butchered. That was Dinah Vickers and the boy who murdered love.
Oh, what's occurring?
I find out everything about Vickers on Twitter.
Is it as drastic as, did you see Mary Queen of Shops last night?
I haven't seen it yet, don't ruin it for me.
I was going to say, is it as drastic as the cut on there?
I've decided to stop tweeting about Mary Queen of Shops because I'm starting to bore myself.
I gave up following you a long time ago. Is that what you're tweeting about these days?
A lot, yeah. Because I'm obsessed with that show. Me and my flatmate are planning a trip to the furniture shop from last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
They've been in touch. We're going to go down. Anyway, hello, Charlie.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to day two of you on Oh, What's Occurring.
Thanks.
What's been going on?
Oh, I've been at work all day. I'm still at work. I've just had to shut all the phones off in case anybody rings.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
What do you do, Charlie?
I'm an estate agent.
Oh, phew, thank God you don't work in, like, a 999 call centre or something. I was a bit worried then.
Those emergency calls, they can wait.
Yeah, this is a lot more important.
Yeah. Sold any houses today?
No, one fell through.
Oh, rubbish.
I used to be an estate agent.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I can't imagine that.
You know I've done everything. I was just too honest, though, because I'd show people around the house and I'd go... Yeah, I don't think it's worth the money.
Did you say that?
Half the time it wasn't worth the money. I was like, I wouldn't pay for this.
Maybe no, that's your job.
Yeah, I know,
but... tell people that it
is. You can't lie to people just to get them to buy a house.
No, but some people like you to be honest.
Are you honest, Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I tell them they need to do it up.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Haven't you been contacted by some paper today?
Yeah.
The local newspaper?
My local paper.
What are they saying?
They just wanted to know how it was like to talk to you, really.
And what did you say?
Exciting.
Oh, thanks. And what paper will we see that in?
It's the Litchfield Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't come round and take a photo of you, did they?
No.
Because do you remember Laura, who was on Oh What's Occurring back in the day, and she did a trick with her fist in her mouth.
Put her fist in her gob, yeah.
They said, do you mind if we take a picture? And then forever she was... Just the picture in the paper was her with her fist in her mouth.
Oh.
Mm, it's not a good look. It's still up on our wall here at
Radio
1.
Another one that doesn't speak screensaver. It's got it as his desktop. He loves it.
I don't think I'd admit if I could actually do that. I'd pretend.
But... Yeah, she did and regretted it.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he swapped it now. He's got a hot tub time machine on there.
Oh. Right. Shall we play today's Oh?
Yeah, please.
Let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
Charlie, have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Neither have I, and to be honest, I wish I have, because it would have saved me a whole load of time wasted.
I think I have.
Go on.
I was once staying at my ex-boyfriend's house, and I woke up in the night, and there was, like, this man hovering over me. But then, in the morning, they discussed it at breakfast, and his parents said it was probably because I'd eaten a whole cheese board before I went to bed, and it was...
Are you sure it wasn't your boyfriend?
No, it really wasn't. It was, like, an old man, like a really, really old man.
Are you sure it wasn't your boyfriend?
No, it wasn't.
Thank you very much.
It was a really old man, but then I think it was just a cheese hallucination.
Oh, yeah, I get those.
I still think it was a ghost, though.
I've spent hours in haunted houses waiting, normally with a vet fielding, waiting for something to happen. Like, sometimes the curtains shake a bit and then they realise it's the wind. And then sometimes, like, you'll hear something go, and then it's just a bat or something. God, hours I was there. And with the Hoff, I went around a haunted house there and nothing again.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
No, I'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news.
Yeah.
Hi, kids.
It's one for all you Desiree fans.
Yeah, it's a sight that I fear most.
Go on, do you know any more?
Yeah, I do. You don't really hear that.
You're afraid of the dark?
Yeah, especially when I'm in a park.
Yeah.
And there's no one else around.
Ooh,
I get the shivers. Yeah. Anyway, we went out onto Stupid Street earlier and asked five people, have you ever seen a ghost? Out of five... How many had seen a ghost? Is Stupid Street haunted, Charlie?
Out of five?
Five. How many people have seen a ghost?
Two.
Okay. Becky?
Four.
Oh, no.
It's all fine. Let's find out.
Oh!
So, we went onto Stupid Street and we went, have you ever seen a ghost? And here's what they said. Here's your first one.
So have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, once I was in bed and then I saw something on the corner of my bed next to the window. And it just kind of sat there. So I thought it might have been the ghost of like a relative or something.
And you sure it's no one playing tricks on you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so that is
one.
One ghost spotted so far.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Back at home in Birmingham, there's this thing in my house called the bed shaker. What happens is you go to sleep and the bed starts shaking and you look and there's nothing there, but the bed is still shaking. It's not any earthquake, it's nothing like that. But it's pretty freaky.
Now, that's not just her house, because I've had the bed shaker in Birmingham before.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. It must be a Birmingham-wide thing. Seriously. I like it that she thinks it's just her house. I'm here to tell you it's not. So that's
two
ghosts so far.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Yeah, I have. It was someone who died in my house in, like, I think the war times. He used to smoke, and we can smell the smoke in the house sometimes when he's about.
Right, okay. That is just someone in your house having a cheeky fag. Probably your little brother out the window in the bedroom next door. That is not a ghost, I would say. I'm no Yvette Fielding. Does that
count?
Yeah, that's three ghosts. She thinks she's seen one, so yeah. Next.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
One night, my mum heard something on the roof, and then we opened... I'm in the attic, so we opened the door, like my skylight window, and like my area was wobbling. There was banging going from the roof. Then the door slammed, so my mum literally had a freak out and banned me from going in my room, and ended up getting Father Martin, like our local priest, to come round and like bless the room.
Did that cure it?
Yeah, they've had nothing since.
Well, now, see, she just thinks she's in The Exorcist or something. Right, so what happened there? There was
just some banging on the roof. It was probably a pigeon.
Yeah. Probably a pigeon, I would imagine.
But that's four, that counts.
That is four. What, Charlie?
But did she see it?
Well, yes, she thinks she did.
No, but the question was, did she see it? If she heard it, that might not count.
Oh, we're going to have to listen to them all again now.
Okay,
to
let
see
me just run that by us again.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
One night, my mum heard something on the roof. And then we opened, I'm in the attic, so we opened the door, like my skylight window, and like my area was wobbling, there was banging going from the roof. And the door slammed, so my mum literally had a freak out and banned me from going in my room, and ended up getting Father Martin, like our local priest, to come round.
That's just the wind blowing the door shut, isn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't count, that's rubbish.
what do we think? Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Woo!
And finally, here's person number five that we asked.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Well, I was at a party in the woods once. I was with a girl and we were, you know, doing our thing. And halfway through, I felt taken over by it. And I felt it in me. And then I pushed her off me and I had some sort of seizure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
She slapped me.
Okay, and there wasn't anything strange in the woods?
There was a few cattle. But that's it.
So he's there in the...
I'm sorry, that just sounded such a...
No, I
that
can...
That story is random. So he's halfway through...
No, he's in the woods with his girlfriend there, whatever,
bash.
And then he feels there's something inside him. And, yeah, so he thinks he's seen a ghost.
We probably
were, you know,
cow.
Doing our thing, and halfway through, I felt taken over by it.
Yeah.
And I felt it in me, and then I pushed her off me, and I had some sort of seizure.
And what happened after that?
She slapped me.
Yeah. See, it's happened to us all.
There wasn't anything strange in the woods?
There was a few cattle.
No, I don't think the cattle could have done that.
But he didn't actually see it, he just felt it again.
Oh, God.
Technically.
Okay, yes, the question was how many had seen a ghost, I suppose. So,
Three out of five.
What do I do now?
Give it to me, because I haven't complained the whole way through this round.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Becky can have the point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you see, whinger.
Oh! Awesome,
whinging on about the whether they've seen or heard it or whatever.
I want to win.
Blah blah blah. Okay. Anyone seen Big Brother's Little Brother with George Lamb?
No.
No.
Oh.
Because Chris Moyles did a brilliant impression of George Lamb the other morning, and it was.
Did
so
he do
true.
It while wearing no socks and some boat shoes?
Oh, no, I don't know. He was just doing about the way he talks and how everything is the same. I can't do it as well, but it was very very funny.
Fine.
I of course can't watch George Lamb.
No.
I love Emma, but I can't watch George Lamb, so
why
I just
not?
Watch normal Big Brother.
What's your problem with Lamb?
Well, exactly what Moyle said. It's just like everything's the same.
Hmm.
The same tone.
Obviously, you're a big fan then as well, Charlie.
No.
Okay. Well, it was really, really, really good the other day, actually. Really, 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 really good. You missed a good one. How many times did George Lamb say really on this episode of BBLB, which you didn't see? Becky?
From Moyles' impression, I'm going to say 47.
47. Charlie?
34.
I've been informed this isn't just George, it's the whole show.
Oh.
Oh, 48.
48. Oh. And what are you saying, Charlie?
40.
40. Let's find out. Here's everyone on BBLB the other night. No, really?
Hasn't it been a really good atmosphere in here? And hasn't it been a really good vibe and it's been a really nice day?
No, not really. Really, yeah. Really good one. I'm gutted.
Really? You're vegan, but you don't eat vegetables, right?
Yeah, not really.
Really? You didn't really seem to bond with the other girls in the house until the joke?
No, not really.
Really?
I'm not sure, really.
Like, someone was having a really hard time on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yes. And keep your eye on Mario as an outside
guy. Really?
Bench. Yes. They'll back off. They'll go and hide away.
Really?
They're the ones that are kind of sitting back and letting it all play out, really,
aren't
they?
Let them get the really dull ones.
Really?
That hat tantrum.
Really explodes.
Yeah. If I didn't have my hat, that might have happened.
Really?
It's not going to happen.
Not buying
really?
It.
She
really is into it, isn't she?
And I'm a big fan of Corin.
Really?
You're right. Really trying to hook stuff up today, aren't
I am.
You?
I'm trying to do this. First off, guys, just so you know, we've got Lady Gaga up there, and then we've got a hamster
really?
And a Kurt Cobain, OK?
He keeps his own little pot of milk.
Really?
How are Max and the messiest?
Really?
I'm banned from the kitchen.
Really? There is...
Disappointing, wasn't it, really? Ultimately.
Whoa, a lot of reallys in there. 33, in fact, so Charlie gets the point that time.
Oh, what's the kidding?
A lot of reallys from Emma Willis in there as well, who's doing a good job on that show.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too. Okay, so one all on O. And now it's time to play another game of Who's That Tweeting? I love this game. I'm a little bit obsessed with celebs on Twitter and what they're up to. They can just be having a bath, making their tea. I still love it. But which celebrities are tweeting this time? I'll give you a guess each every time we play one, all right? Just tell me which celeb has tweeted what. Okay, here we go. First one.
I don't want the World Cup to end. Join me on my petition to FIFA to extend for one more month. Do you think I have a chance?
Who tweeted that? Which celeb? Charlie. Anyone famous?
Davina.
Davina. Okay. Becky?
Jason Manford.
He's on Twitter a lot. The person that said this...
I don't want the World Cup to end. Join me on my petition to FIFA to extend for one more month. Do you think I have a chance?
Was Shakira.
Oh, that's just because her song's going to be played more if it carries on.
Yeah, she's thinking of the money, but fair play to her. She's a businesswoman. Yeah. Waka waka. Next one.
Does anyone else find it odd that the little girl in Outnumbered is called Karen? It seems so unlikely.
Which celebrity tweeted that?
That is weird.
What, that she's called Karen?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just not a name for a little girl.
Oh. Well, that's what I think about my uncle. He's called Nigel. And I think, why, when you have a baby, and then you look and you go, oh, that's such a Nigel.
Little some, Nigel.
Some names don't go with babies, but they go with older people.
And you would agree you that Karen in Outnumbered doesn't go with her, the kid?
Yeah, like Karen is an older name.
Yeah.
Like from like teens upwards.
Yeah, but someone had to be called it as a baby.
That's what
at some
I'm
point.
Saying. There are some names. Mm.
But then there's Maggie on The Simpsons. She's a baby.
Still. Mm. That is a cartoon, though, yeah, I have to point out.
That's true.
So who are you going for? Who
me?
Said that? Who said that?
Who are you asking?
You.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it's got to be a girl.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who I follow. I've said Davina already. I say Lily Allen, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I don't follow many people.
Ashley Cole.
The answer was Lily Allen.
No,
oh,
that's incredible that you got that. Well done.
Oh, that was the first name that came. Oh,
hey.
Lily.
Who's
Yay.
Who's this tweeting now?
So tonight I met David Mitchell. Him. Hi, I'm David. Me. Eee! At a pitch only dogs can hear. Class.
Nice. Becky, who tweeted that?
Robert Webb.
No, seriously, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And Charlie?
Can you say it again?
Okay.
So tonight I met David Mitchell. Him. Hi, I'm David. Me. Eee! At a pitch only dogs can hear.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Play along at home. Come on, anybody.
Can I say Davina again?
Okay. The answer was the posh Radio 4 lady.
Oh, no.
I know. She loves a bit of David Mitchell. Here's your next celebrity tweet. Who said this?
Rihanna's legs look like they're growing from her armpits. Boy, is she gorgeous.
Now, since when was having legs that look like they've grown from your armpits attractive?
That's the sort of thing Sarah Cox would say.
I'm not sure that at all. Look at her with her legs from her armpits. Wow, she's hot. Anyway, who thinks that is hot?
Do you still have boobs if your legs are from your armpits?
I have no idea.
They kind of on your upper thigh? Or that's
no idea.
I'm trying to think what it would look like.
Who said that, Charlie?
It's got to be a boy.
Go on, then.
Peter Andre?
Becky?
I'm saying Sarah Cox.
No, the answer is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh. Really?
I didn't think she'd tweet about stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not just about helping people. Sometimes she thinks people with massive long legs are gorgeous because they come from their armpits. And final one.
It's so weird. This morning, Edward broke a bowel at breakfast and then the Cocoa Pops went everywhere.
Who said that? Becky?
Jed would. Just the first one out of Jed would. Jed? John. John. I wanted to call him Jed. I think it's John from Jedward.
Okay. Charlie?
Did you mention Edward? Oh, okay. It's not going to be Edward Cullen. I don't know anyone who knows an Edward.
Name a random celebrity.
Davina.
Oh, God.
Do you read Heat?
I read Heat. They're the only ones I read.
You don't actually know any other celebrities apart from Davina McCall.
I really like her at the moment.
I like her too, always. This.
It's so weird. This morning, Edward broke a bowl at breakfast, and then the Cocoa Pops went everywhere.
I think he meant bowl, not bowel, because that would be really bad if you broke your bowel. It was John off of
Yay!
John and Edward, which means today is a draw. I know what's occurring, which means tomorrow, Charlie, if you want, you can come back.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Luscious. All right, we'll speak to you. That is the rules, isn't it? Yeah, we'll speak to you tomorrow about 5:20.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you,
speak
bye.
To you tomorrow. High five.
Oh, what's the curry?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, we were talking about Paloma Faith, who used to be a ghost on a ghost train. And we were just discussing how you get that job. And, like, is that all you do? Or do you serve hot dogs, you know, maybe be in charge of the Dodgems in the afternoon? Just, like, do ghost train in the morning? How does it work? I've never met anyone that's done that before. But here's someone that might have done. John!
Hello, Scott!
Right?
Yeah, good.
So have you been a ghost before?
Not exactly a ghost, but I was a werewolf on a ghost train.
Whoa, when was this?
It was quite a long time ago. It was when I was at school. And the fair used to come to town every year, and they used to go in the field right next to our school. And so I walked through one day and just sort of asked if I could have a job.
And then did you have to audition?
No, not really. They just sort of said, yeah, you can have a job in the ghost train, and gave me this pretty revolting, sweaty, rubber werewolf mask. And I stuck that on and then scared people.
Okay, so...
So they didn't test your scariness before they employed you?
No, I think they sort of probably took one look at me and thought, yeah, he's the man for the job.
Why? What did you look like?
Well, I looked quite normal, but I don't know. I was probably, you know, I was confident and up for it.
Yeah, and werewolves have to be confident.
Do you have to do, like, a set number of scares per ghost train, or can you just go freestyle?
How's it work?
You can go freestyle, so, you know, you can mix it up a bit. Sometimes you used to scare people quite a lot, or, like, as soon as they came through the doors on the train. But other times you try and be a bit more creative and, like, sort of wait for them to go all the way through the ghost train. And so they're sitting there and they're thinking nothing's happening. And then right at the last minute, jump out and
yes.
shout
at them.
That is good.
So you weren't stood still. You actually had to jump out at them. Did you even touch them?
Yeah, you could do, yeah. Obviously not violently or hurt them or anything.
No, just brush them on the head or something.
Something like that. Nick the candy floss, that kind of thing.
Yes! I love that, and I would have always waited until the end, because they're like, oh, this is a rubbish ghost train. Ah! That would be brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did you stand then? As they went through the flaps, where were you?
Just sort of stood in the darkness. It's pretty dark in there, as you probably know if you've ever been on a ghost train.
Hot in that mask thing as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not that great. So you just stand there in the dark all night waiting for someone to come through on the train.
I would really want to do this. So do I just go to the local fair when it rolls into town and go, hiya, can I be a werewolf for a ghost, please? And they say, yeah, right, and then here you are. Here's your outfit.
I reckon they might do, yeah. For you, I reckon they'd probably say, yeah.
I would love to do that just to scare people all day. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it was great.
Getting quite a few texts as well from people saying they've just turned up at their fair and they've said, yeah, you're on. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right.
They love it.
Thanks, werewolf man. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
OMG to the person that got off with the ghost in a ghost house while very drunk at tea in the park while her boyfriend waited outside with her jacket. That is awful. So her boyfriend's outside waiting with her jacket. She gets off with the ghost. She doesn't even know what he looks like, surely. Think about it.
How do you think that worked? Do you think he went, wah? And she was like,
oh, hello, my darling. That's not right at all.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
Wow, it's been a while since I spoke to you.
Yeah, Friday.
That's quite a while.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I did, thanks. Can't remember what I did now. Oh, yeah, my mum came to visit me.
Oh, nice.
And we did actually watch a bit of football.
Impressive.
While we were in a restaurant.
Oh, so You didn't ask to put the football on, did you?
No, it was on, but everyone was getting well into it, including my mum.
Oh, that's good.
It was Friday night, and there were some penalties happening. What match was that? It was very exciting.
It was Ghana and Uruguay.
That's it?
Yeah.
My mum, at one point, got on the table and just started whooping and cheering.
I wanted Ghana to win.
So did I. My mum didn't really get on the table and cheer.
My mum did.
That doesn't surprise me about your mum, though. So we're at the semi-finals.
Yeah, we're at the semi-finals today.
What do you know?
It's Uruguay versus Netherlands today, and it's on at 7:30 on the BBC. And then tomorrow, it's Germany versus Spain.
I love it that Holland is still in it.
I think I want Holland to win.
Yeah, because they will then paint everyone orange.
Yeah, they've never won it before.
Is that what they've said? That if they win, they're going to go around painting everyone orange?
One of my friends who went to Amsterdam recently when the World Cup was on, I told you there was a massive tent in the main square in the centre, and they just put orange wigs on you, paint your face orange. It's all about the orange.
My hair's orange.
It is?
Yeah.
You could easily be mistaken for a Dutch supporter. Who's going to win tonight then, Lloyd?
I don't know. The Netherlands, I think. Did you know that the Netherlands and Holland are the same country? Fact.
Yeah, why is that? That's weird. It's just confusing.
I don't know. Amsterdam is built entirely on piles. How painful is that?
Ow.
On piles? What, as in with the...
Yeah.
On whose? Whose piles? Am I the only one really confused here?
No, you're the only one that doesn't get it.
Almost every Dutch person has a bike.
Yes, they do.
Mm.
Is it true that in Holland they don't have brakes on the bike? You have to pedal backwards? Or is that just something my dad told me when I was little and I've kind of taken it as fact?
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
They have bikes with no brakes?
Yeah, dykes.
Eh?
Dykes and bikes.
Dykes and bikes in Amsterdam and Holland, yes. It is quite dangerous in Holland, though, because you could either, when you cross the road, get run over by a tram or a bike or a car, so you have to look very carefully before you cross the road.
Or a dyke.
Or a dyke.
Or a massive bouncing cheese.
I've never seen that.
I have.
Anything else, Lloyd?
Well, I've got no real reason to support Uruguay, other than that they have won the World Cup twice.
Oh, well, they don't deserve to win it again then, do they?
No.
They've had a fair go.
Oh, hang on. I think they eat a lot of bread, and they like chivito, which is a steak sandwich.
Good.
And they also love rice puddings.
Oh, I like a good rice pudding.
How do you know this?
I hate rice pudding.
I don't like it either.
Do you? Yuck. I love it.
I don't trust
cold,
it.
Cold, warm.
Disgusting.
No, it's like frog spawn.
Yeah, but to me, that's what I see when you eat cottage cheese. That, to me, I can't trust that. But rice pudding is lovely.
No.
Ew.
Are you sure about this with Uruguay, or you've just made that up?
No, I'm sure.
So the semi-final, I presume, means that whoever wins this will be in the final.
That's right, yeah. So the winner of tonight's match will play the winner of tomorrow night's match. But then the losers have a third-place playoff match, which is on Saturday.
But who wants to watch the losers play again?
Well, no, it's to know who's the third best team in the world.
Yeah, but they still haven't won. That's like winning a bronze.
Who's the current third best team in the world? See, no one cares.
No one cares. Lloyd, are you finding it hard to watch the football now without your vuvuzela after you ran it over with your car the other day? Not your car, your mum's car.
I've got a whistle now.
Oh, God.
Ow. My ears.
Ah, and mine.
That sounded like it was bought in one of those like emergency self-protection shops rather than a football shop. Where did you get that whistle from, Lloyd?
Where? It was free with a magazine.
What magazine?
Protect Yourself Monthly.
What magazine gives you a free whistle?
Nuts.
Nuts? You shouldn't be reading Nuts, you're 14.
Oh, I had a special lesson today.
Oh, again?
Yeah, it was all about how far to go.
Okay.
And step one was looking and smiling at a girl.
Yes.
Step two was putting your arms around someone. Step three was hugging and kissing. Step four is upper body experimentation. Step five is lower body experimentation. And step six was...
Wow, and they went through all of the six stages in one lesson.
Yeah, it was my last one as well.
No more special lessons for you.
Yeah, I know what to do now.
Oh, God. Luckily, now you've got your whistle, you're not going to be troubled by anything they taught you in that lesson at all. Don't do that ever. That will scare them off.
You sound like you're bird watching or
it's horrible.
Or
don't ever do that. A girl will never fancy you. It's not going to work.
Why?
Maybe if you do it with eyebrows at the same time. If you, like, wiggle your eyebrows up and down.
Hello, my darling.
There's one looking at me now.
Try it.
Hang on. I was just laughing.
Laughing and running away?
No, they're sitting in the car, so...
Okay, does she look like she wants to put her arm around you in any way?
No, she's laughing now, though.
Right, there we are. See?
Well, that's step one.
I have got to step one.
Yeah. A smiling and looking at a girl, step one.
If you could leave it at step one for, like, another 2 years, right?
Looking and smiling.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Step two can be when you come on for the Euro Championships in 2 years' time.
Okay,
cool. We'll talk you through it then. We'll remind you.
Oh, we don't want to do that. Don't take any lessons from Scott. Stick to what other people have taught you.
Okay, thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.